Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a train wreck in the morning. I'm a bitch in the afternoon. Every now and then without warning, I can be really mean toward you.
Life Radio. I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy. And in the studio today, joining me is my co-host, Elizabeth.
Well, good morning, you guys. Good morning.
Elizabeth.
Hey, Teresa.
So, guys, we have, all in fun, all in the name of love. You guys already know how I roll. I didn't do my show yesterday because I was having this special edition show. So for those of you that were asking as far as what was going on with the show yesterday, that is the reason why we did not hold the show yesterday. But however, we're going to have a good time today, and we're going to make up for yesterday. How does that sound? So today's topic, we're going to be discussing some good stuff. As usual, when I have great topics, I get overwhelming amounts of responses of emails.
Mm-hmm.
And Elizabeth is always here to help me out. So my sickly head is voice. So, guys, I always like to give a motivational tip, of course. That's how we. And so a quick motivational tip with you guys that I would like to share is, and we're going to talk a little bit about it today in the show, is stop making excuses. Okay?
Repeat that, please.
Stop making excuses.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. As you guys know, that excuses are things that we try to rationalize about situations of stuff we don't want to do, basically. That's that in a nutshell. So that's what excuses are. It's something that we rationalize that we clearly don't want to do. Okay? Does that make sense? Because all of you guys are guilty, including myself.
Me too. Right.
But I think I've gotten a lot. I think I've gotten a lot better lately, Elizabeth, with my excuses. I try not to make them as often.
Well, I still make them as things. I just don't want to do it. I got all time. But now, you know, I have learned to just say I don't want to.
Right. And you know what? That's what we're going to talk about today. We're
right.
going to talk about the art of saying no, because I think sometimes, you know, granted, sometimes we make excuses just because we want to make excuses, guys. Right. But sometimes we justify our actions if we don't want to do something. And there are particular times in your life, if you don't want to do something, sometimes you don't owe anybody an explanation.
Right.
You just don't do it.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I hate to sound like that, but I don't hate to sound like that.
No.
Not today, okay?
Right. Not tomorrow.
Well, sometimes, well, folks, you got to tell some people just flat out no and leave it know. You know, otherwise people will take advantage of you, of course. So you have to be very firm sometimes with your nose to people. But I want to touch on that, guys. So in touching on that, today's show, we're going to talk about boundaries with family and friends. Whew, I can't wait to talk about this stuff. This is so exciting for me.
I'm sitting with my hands under my I'm ready. I'm like, oh, I cannot wait to hear this stuff.
Yeah, we're going to talk about boundaries. Some of you don't have any. And then some of you don't have not developed for folks to have boundaries in your lives. Same difference. You don't have any. You haven't developed for people to have any boundaries in your lives. And we're going to talk about the importance of having boundaries and why you should have them. We're going to also talk about the art of saying no and the art of minding your business. The art of minding your business.
Uh-huh.
And I know some of you guys aren't ready for that because y'all know who y'all are, the ones that don't mind your business.
I need to just they just hang up. They don't
want to
hear.
Well, you don't want to hear it, I suggest you hang up. And you can, I'm sorry, hang up. You can get off the show right now if you don't want to hear it. But no, all good stuff and all in the name of love and fun and things of that nature. So I am going to go to a quick, guys, we're going to go to Elizabeth and I. We're going to go to a quick commercial.
What y'all trying to do? Gangsters, bad bitches, and your ugly ass friends. up. So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket.
Keep up.
Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jocking.
Keep up.
Players only.
Come on, put your pinky rings up to the moon.
Set boundaries, and people normally when you set boundaries, people are not gonna like it. So, guys, just remember this. When you start setting boundaries, people are not going to like setting boundaries if they're not accustomed to you setting boundaries. Okay?
Right.
So that's why it's great to set them up front. Because if you set your boundaries up front, then you no longer have to worry about it.
So, Therese, let me ask you this. So will you meet your little cousin for the first time? Hey, Junebug. Hey, Junebug, look here. Don't ask me to call sign for nothing. Don't ask me to borrow no money, Junebug. Don't do that. Then you good?
No, because, see, Junebug's probably not going to get the boundary. See, when you set the boundary, when you set the boundary, right, for Junebug and them,
because, you know, everybody got a cousin Junebug.
You got to stick with the boundary. So the problem is you set these boundaries with your family and your friends, and you don't adhere to them, right?
Right.
So, for example, if you know that I got boundaries when it comes to me living out my money.
Right.
Okay. These people right here know, not even ask. Because when you set boundaries, people know not to even try you.
Correct.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So they know that you're already not going to give them the money. Okay? Just like when you set boundaries with people, they already know that. Not certain things not to come to you with.
Right.
Am I correct?
You are correct.
And so what a lot of the issues that I've come across when it comes to people setting boundaries, including myself, I sometimes wait too late. I sometimes wait too late to set boundaries, and then I try to go back to set the boundaries. And when I go back to set the boundaries, we start to have issues.
That's not how we play this game.
In case you didn't get that memo.
Exactly. No, that's not how we say it.
So, guys, if you're just tuning in, welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. For those of you who are just tuning in, we are discussing today boundaries with family and friends, the art of saying no, and also the art of minding your business. And I can't wait to talk about the art of minding your business. But as I'm saying, we are talking right now about boundaries with family and friends and how you develop those boundaries, and that's what we want to help you guys do today. So I was just using a few examples of some of the things that I have gone through or go through for people not having boundaries.
Right.
Okay. Another thing is that when it comes to, because sometimes, you know, Lord knows we love our families, you know, and it's not every single family member. Well, sometimes.
But you know the ones who do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That don't have any boundaries and they think it's okay to say what they want to say to you.
Yeah.
They think it's okay to do whatever they feel like doing to you.
And your other family members. Encourage that because they think, girl, you know that's just how he is.
Oh, that is the worst.
You know that's just how they are. But you know what? If we all stick together and not let that person do that, then we can rise up. But as long as, like you said before, if you're the one setting the boundaries, they're not going to like you.
I know. No. No, because a lot of, but see, there are folks right now that I know that I have boundaries right this second that
right.
I know not to say certain things to. That I know not to say certain things to right this second. And so I know that there are certain aunts that got boundaries. I know I'm not about to call and ask them, can they let me have $5,000?
Right.
Right?
Not even $5,000. Don't call me $5,000. That's boundaries right there. You ain't got no price limit on it. It's just a no.
Can I have to jump? No. So, guys, real talk, you know, you do have to set boundaries with family and friends, and Elizabeth and I are going to be here today to talk to you a little bit about how you can do that. Okay, firstly, when you set a boundary, right, you're basically saying you don't go past here with me.
Right.
Okay, I don't care what it is.
Right.
All right? And some of you guys know y'all don't have no boundaries. Y'all know who y'all are.
Yes.
You know, the ones that'll say what they want to say to people, the ones that do what they want to do to folks. But they have expectations of you. And some of them are unrealistic.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
The ones that push upon things on you.
Right.
You know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you get upset when these individuals, at, you know, at the end of the day, you get really upset because you feel like so-and-so is taking advantage of me. I'm not going to allow this person to keep talking to me in this manner.
Right.
I am not going to no longer allow this person to think they can call and say whatever it is they feel like saying to me and not in a non-respectful manner.
Right. But then you know that you're the one in the family that they're going to say you cause in trouble because, you know, Junebug's in that way. Junebug's in that way. Now you're going to be all fussy up in here causing trouble. You know what I'm about to say?
What Junebug's been saying is fake.
Junebug's been doing this this all along. But, you know, that's the truth, though, Teresa. When you stand for yourself,
mm-hmm.
then everybody now is looking at you. Well, why? Why are you so special? Why you don't think you? Well, you know, he talks to everybody like that.
Or they'll think that you are, you think that, they'll think that you are better.
Yeah.
And you think you're better than the next person. Hence, uppity. With your uppity self.
And I see that all the time. You know, people think I'm a little different.
Right.
Let's see what they say. I'm over the top. High maintenance.
I've never heard that about you before, Clint. So
no, how dare they? They just don't get me.
They don't get me.
And I don't expect everybody to get me. It's like I don't expect everybody to like me. And everybody's not for me. And you know what? I'm at a great place in my life where I can honestly tell you,
yep,
I don't care.
Yeah. No.
I can honestly tell you, I'm in a place in my life that I don't care what. I am trying to do better with boundaries with some people that I didn't set any with initially, and I'm still working on that right now. And I know I'm going to get some pushback.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some folks that are going to have a problem with me. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you have no boundaries, you know, you set yourself up for failure. And I live a purpose-filled life.
Right, right.
And
right.
I'm not going to allow people to push.
Just imagine how exhausting your life would be if you are the garbage can for everybody else. Because basically you are. If when you are starting to let them dictate everything for you, you are now the garbage can for everybody else. And that's tiring.
And I have been the garbage can for everybody else.
I
have been. As a matter of fact, I'm still, to me, the garbage can for people. Right? I'm still that one that people think they can call and say what they want to say to me, and they think it's okay. They think it's warranted for whatever the reason is. I'm still that one that people will call and push stuff on me that has absolutely nothing to do with me.
Right, right.
I'm still that person that folks call
right.
and dump their issues and their problems on.
Right.
Or the one that they address about situations and things that are going on in life that sometimes have absolutely nothing to do with me.
Right.
So that's why I say if you set boundaries up front, you can alleviate a lot of these issues. And guys, it's never too late to go back and set boundaries. Just because you haven't set a boundary with a family member or a friend, because let's be realistic. We don't think about that, right?
I was just about to say that. And then you have to do this, honestly. When you go back to set those boundaries, you better be, careful. You should be, you got to be willing to let that relationship go. Because a lot of times when you go back and try to set those boundaries, that person is not willing. They said, what? That's not how we play the game. And they may not want to play with you no more. So you have to be willing to let that relationship go. Now, we know Cousin Junebug is crazy. I'm going to keep using Cousin Junebug because Junebug is cray-cray. We know that. But guess what? I love my Cousin Junebug. I love him. Junebug said every barbecue off every time. The $20 sponsor Junebug comes.
Junebug don't have any fans.
Junebug don't have them.
No, he doesn't.
But you know what? I don't want to lose my relationship with Junebug.
Yeah. So, but if you will lose your relationship with this person if you set boundaries. People don't like that.
Right.
People don't like negotiation. People don't like boundaries. And these are folks to me that are unrealistic.
Correct.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because even when, and I'm going to use this for an example before we go to some of our email questions. Even when folks, let's use this for an example. Right?
Okay.
You go get married. Right? And
okay.
Of course, this is for my married folks out there. Married folks, this is for you. You go get married, and do you set boundaries with your spouse? Do you set boundaries with his family?
That's a great.
Do you draw a line with his family? How does that work?
Right.
You try that, but you know what? In marriage, things come up that you didn't even know about. So then, how do you set boundaries for that? And I'm going to use me as a perfect example. You know, I love my husband, boo-boo, okay? I love you, but I'm about to talk about your butt now. So please hang up. Look, so please hang up. But no, let me tell you, this man of mine was everything that I thought I wanted in life. He was strong. He was smart. He is smart. He is strong. He is successful. He is everything that
I could live in man.
But I didn't know what all that success, that strength,
shame, attitude, cockiness, aggression, right? Like, I know how to, I didn't read that in my instructions. So then there were the boundaries that I did not know to set because they didn't come up. So then you go back, and my thing is, people treat you the way you allow them to treat. So when we go back and set those boundaries, it's real hard. And I'm going to be honest. One time my husband, this is it. Let me see, can you see me, Terry? Look, early in our marriage, my husband called me the B word.
Wow.
Wow, right?
Mm-hmm.
One time only. For I looked at him and said, my name is Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't remember that, you can call me E. You can call me all kinds of things, but you will never, ever, ever call me that again. I have a name, therefore you shall use it.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you that he's called me a lot of things, but it hasn't been the B word.
And you know what? I want to chime in on that, Elizabeth, because Elizabeth just said something, guys, that I think is really important far as, and I want to touch on this, okay? Because that's a great point of something what Elizabeth just said. She said earlier in her marriage, for those of you that have missed it, Elizabeth said earlier in her marriage, her husband called her the B word, right? She didn't have any boundaries. And she said he did it once, okay? So when he did it that one time, then Elizabeth at that point established a boundary of a line where he does not cross.
There you go.
And the line we don't cross is calling me anything other than basically what's on my birth certificate or my nickname or whatever.
Right.
Now, I know this can resonate with a lot of different women because there are women out there that their husbands do cross that line and their husbands actually do because they have no boundaries.
What did she say? Right. Yes.
Elizabeth, let's be realistic here now. We're going to have real talk. You can try to set boundaries with people sometimes. It just don't work. So those people need to be cut out your life in general.
Even show up with Teresa?
Okay. Let me tell you something. I will work with you. I'll work with you as long as I can work with you, honey. But let me, but the truth is, you don't, emotional abuse, no one should endure emotional abuse. So, guys, although we're really being honest. Emotional abuse is way bigger than a boundary. You know, you're in an emotionally abusive relationship. If you're in a verbally abusive relationship, guys, those are not boundaries that may be set. Those are issues amongst the abuser.
Right.
So that's a whole other situation, and we'll touch on that, another day and another topic. But we just want to say on this topic here, boundaries with family and friends, and we want to answer a few questions because we're talking about family boundaries now, and I know a lot of you guys can resonate with these family boundaries.
Right.
Because, again, I'm going to keep reiterating, a lot of family members don't have any boundaries.
Yeah.
They don't, and they need to be set. So we're going to go ahead and read.
Yes,
let's read this first question. I recently got married. I mean, guys, I'm going to read some of the email questions that we get for the show. We send out a poll before we have the show, and we have folks, they're able to call in their questions. You can call in live, these are questions and answer, or you can email us. So these are email questions. So this is Tasha from Detroit, Michigan.
Hey, Tasha.
Hey, Tasha. So Tasha says she recently got married. And this is her first marriage. This is her husband's first marriage. And she feels that her in-laws don't have any boundaries.
Oh, Lord.
My in-laws are always in our business. My in-laws consistently call me, telling me what to do with my husband, asking me what did my husband eat, did I cook for my husband.
Oh!
And my in-laws also tell me what the things that my husband likes. I'm going to touch on his first posture, and then I'm going to let you touch on that, Elizabeth.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, you need to set some boundaries. Because the fact that your in-laws think they can call you to tell you what to do with your spouse,
right?
That is a clarification that some boundaries need to be set.
See?
Okay. And set those boundaries, Tasha, right now. Because what you are allowing now is for your in-laws to be able to call you and say what they want to say to you and tell you how to be married to your husband. Now I don't know what area you guys come from, you know, on a spiritual level. But you know, a man, you know, leaves his mother and father, is that what it is? And to his wife,
right?
Okay. So
With that being said, Tasha, what I would do is if you, you know, you go to your husband and you talk to him, because I'm not telling you to be disrespectful to anyone, but go to your husband and you talk to him and say, I feel that your family is overstepping their boundaries, whomever that is that is overstepping their boundaries. You guys come up with, you know, basically, how do you think you should handle it? And I'm going to be honest with you, Tasha, I don't know your husband, I don't know you personally, but a lot of times when you go to your husband about his family and boundaries, you better tread light. A lot of times if you have a husband that's really connected with his family, because unfortunately, when you're newly married, you know, sometimes, you know, folks got these mentalities, and I'm not saying it's the right mentality, but people have mentalities when you're newly married that, okay, well, these people have been here with me all my entire life. You just showed up. And although the Bible said, I know what the Bible said, but you're replaceable. And my mom is not replaceable. And Tasha, I don't know who it is that, you know, what family member it is. Look up all the time it is. That's just being real. I'm just being honest. Elizabeth wanted to know why did I assume it was the mother. I don't assume it was the mother, because a lot of times it is the mother. Okay. Because she's taking care of her baby a certain way, and she feels like, you know, she sometimes don't know her boundaries, that you have to let him be married.
Mm-hmm.
But, Tasha, if you don't get what you need from your husband as far as him, you know, being there for you,
right,
and you guys going to talk to the family together, then you need to set those boundaries by yourself, okay? And what that means is whoever that is that has overstepped their boundaries,
right,
you need to let them know, if you don't mind, please do not contact me again, you know, telling me how to feed my husband, what my husband likes to eat, because these are things you learn in a relationship.
Right.
So how dare somebody call you and tell you what your husband likes to eat and what your husband don't like?
Yeah.
So now this is why this conversation is really important, because y'all, whoever that mama is, Tasha, from Detroit, Michigan, or sister, cousin, aunt, I'm not sure.
Have several seats.
She need to have several seats. So, I mean, Elizabeth, what do you think about that? I mean, guys, for you guys that are just tuning in, we are talking about boundaries with family and friends, and we have this young lady, Tasha, from Detroit, Michigan, and Tasha emailed in and said that she recently got married and that her in-laws,
mm-hmm.
So it is her in-laws,
right.
And she said her in-laws don't have any boundaries,
okay.
And they're calling her, telling her what her husband likes to eat.
Let me answer that right now.
Go ahead, Elizabeth.
I love how Teresa said, please and thank you, and if you don't mind, when she's talking to the in-laws. But I'm pretty sure you've already tried all that, Teresa, because now you're frustrated and you are calling and emailing here. So what I suggest when they talk about what they husband want to eat, what he likes to eat, and why you didn't.
Well, I know where you're about to go in this conversation.
Yeah, because you know what? I am not one of those people. You know, I am not the one that's going to cook for my husband and this and that. Because, you know, two things, two F's that mean, like, food and, you know the other one. Food he can get on his own, but I'll take care of the other one. And that may be how your relationship is set up with your husband. So don't listen to
I think that should be between her and her husband.
Correct.
Because really, at the end of the day, they're about a husband out here that cooks. They're the ones
that
cook.
They're the ones that cook. My husband don't care about, you know, my husband, I cook. But he's been going to restaurants for a long time. You know how to cook on his own. So that may not be a priority in their marriage. It was great for his mama to do that because his mama couldn't fulfill other needs that you can.
Exactly.
So that's what I would talk to your mom. And then that's where your husband, like Teresa said earlier, it's where your husband needs to step in and say, Mom, I don't need to cook. You know, my wife don't need to cook. You know, I can do that or whatever. But it's a boundary that the two of you guys have already made, because that may not even be a priority.
Or your husband might need to step in. Tasha, your husband might need to step in and say, can you mind your business?
I like that. Please and thank you.
Please and thank you, if I say with everything. If you don't mind, Mom.
If you don't mind.
Listen, I don't know which one, whoever that is, talking
right.
Is in your business, but yeah, you need to set some boundaries. Realistically, set some boundaries with them. And once you do that, I promise you, they will not. They may call one more time, but they won't be calling you again to tell you what to do with your husband. But you got to don't hold it in and be bothered by it. Bring to your husband's attention. If he can't help you with it, then you set your boundaries with them yourself because it has to be done. And so let's go on to the next question. This is Sherry. Hey, Sherry.
Hey, Sherry.
Sherry, I have two friends that every time they need something, they consistently call me. They never call anyone else. I have lent them money over 40 times in the last 2 years.
But who's counting? Sherry counts.
Count her dollars. Sherry said, that's 40 loans. That's her mortgage money. Sherry, listen here, babe. You lent out money 40 times in the last year. You must have wanted to give that away.
Right.
We're going to call that charity, okay? Because at some point you knew you weren't going to get it back. But anyway, Sherry says that they don't ask anyone else in the circle of friends for money. They only ask me. How do I set boundaries with them so they know not to ask me for any more money? Well, Sherry, you've already given them loans. You said you lent. I don't know if you got them.
That's how they play the game. No, y'all playing the game.
But don't you say it's safe to say she can still set boundaries?
Yes, Sherry can set boundaries, but think about it like I said earlier. Are you willing to let go of that relationship? Because you already set the rules of the game. The game is in motion. Now, you can change the game midway without consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you willing to take some consequences? Because you know what, me, myself, bye, Felicia. Because I was sort of nice to say, look, I'm not going to loan you more money, babe. I'm sorry. I feel bad for you. I can help you in other ways. Let me, you know, call your other friends, you know.
So basically what Elizabeth is saying is you're saying that if Sherry now sets boundaries with these friends, she'll probably lose their friendship.
Not probably, but let that be known. It could happen, right?
Mm.
So if you're willing to let that go, then okay. Because more than likely, and you know this, we know this, I know this from experience.
Right.
But more than likely, when somebody don't get what they want from you, they're no longer valuable to you. And just be aware of that. That person might say, okay, cool, I won't ask you no more.
Right.
And then nothing changed.
Correct.
That's great. But you have to know that.
And guys, a lot of times, you know, if you, and this, that's why we have this conversation. I mean, if you don't set boundaries with your friends, I mean, again, you're going to have the same problem. Okay, and this is not just about friends or family or anything like this. This is just setting boundaries with people in general. Okay, and sometimes it takes for us to kind of unfortunately get taken advantage of. It takes for us for things to happen.
Yeah.
A lot of times before we actually realize we don't have any boundaries. And again, as Elizabeth said, a lot of times when you go back and try to set them, it becomes problematic. It becomes problematic. It really does. So. Sherry, if, you know, at this point, you know that you're not going to get your money back. So what I would do at this point is set boundaries with them and just tell them that, hey, I will no longer lend you any money, and not just say it, but no longer lend them any money.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you have to cut that off right now. And I hope everything works out for you.
Let me know.
Yeah, please do. Okay, so. Yep. All righty. Here is Marsha. Hey, Marsha.
Hey, Marsha.
Marsha is from Greenville, South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hey, Greenville in the building.
I know.
All right. Marsha said, my mother-in-law has not a boundary. And A is capitalized, y'all. My mother-in-law has not a boundary.
Okay.
She oversteps consistently. She comes to our house, tells me what I need to do. She tells me I need to change my living room around consistently. She tells me I need to make sure my husband does not wear a particular type of coat. My husband had this coat for 5 years. My mother-in-law doesn't like the coat, and she feels it's my responsibility for him not to wear this coat because she doesn't like it. She also says that my husband has not been to the doctor in 6 years. And she feels that that is my responsibility to make sure that he goes to the doctor and get a regular checkup and get blood work done in a physical. And she says to me, you better hope my son doesn't die because it's going to be your fault. Okay. Marsha, just throw the whole mother-in-law in the trash. Just throw the whole mother-in-law in the trash, Marsha. Hell, I don't know.
Hey,
All right. Marcia, firstly, I mean, you know, I'm going to say this. You have to set some boundaries with your mother-in-law. You have to set some boundaries with your mother-in-law. And I wish your mother-in-law was listening to the show. I don't know if she is or isn't, but send her the link because she definitely is out of her place. And, again, I'm going to say, as I just said, Elizabeth, you know, moms need to know when your husband get married, when your son get married,
right.
Okay, yes, the wife takes on a responsibility, the husband takes on a responsibility,
right.
But at the end of the day, he still has to be accountable to certain things in his life, okay?
Right.
And that's why, mothers, when you're raising these boys, okay, and you're raising your son, please be mindful that they're going to be somebody's dad one day, and they're going to more than likely be somebody's husband one day, okay? Just keep that in mind. And to get back to what you're saying, Marcia, your mother-in-law has no business coming to your house telling you what to do with your house. Not only do you need to set boundaries with her, she needs to be checked.
Like, have a seat. Have a seat. Have a seat. And that's it. You know, like. And that's it right there. That's your
mother. Oh, God. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm going to say this too, guys. It depends on what type of relationship you have with your mother-in-law.
Well, what I would like to say to this, which is, it's sad. It really is sad. I got to say I love my mother-in-law. Thank God. I love my mother-in-law. However, my home is my home. And I think that we keep getting a lot of questions from these married couples. And the problem is, you got to remember, there's a difference between a wife and a mama.
Yeah, I heard that.
Right? There's a difference. I'm not your mama.
Right?
I am your wife. And a wife and a mama has two different roles. Like, so mama can still talk about your boy. You don't wear that coat.
Right.
That's not my thing. But don't come to me as a wife to tell me what my husband should wear according to his mother.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
Right?
That's crazy.
But mama in law comes to me with that, like, what am I gonna tell him? So every time she would come to me seriously and say, girl, you can't wear that coat, did you tell him?
Right.
Mom, don't tell me about it because I'm not wearing the coat. Tell him.
Yeah, why do you want me to take on that responsibility?
Yeah, that's not
right. How do you go to someone's house? You know, a grown person's house, but at the end of the day, these are grown people you're talking about.
Right.
And tell them how to clean up.
Not even clean up, but decorate. If you don't like it, don't come over here.
Yeah.
You want us to meet you at your house?
As a matter of fact, how about I have your son come to your house?
Right.
You know, and then you don't have to come here and see all the things that you somewhat have
right.
a problem with.
Now, what the other thing is she has a point on to an extent. But like Teresa said, they have to be accountable for themselves. I can tell my husband to grieve.
Mm-hmm.
Go to your doctor. But if he don't go and he dies, that's on him.
Well, not this mother-in-law. This mother-in-law said her son died. It's on Marcia. But, you know, I want to reiterate something, guys. You know, men don't go to the doctor.
Right.
And, men don't go to the doctor. Men have a hard time going to the doctor. Let's be real.
Right.
You know, I know for me, I can have, you know, to the doctor. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right.
Men kind of, if y'all haven't passed completely out, you guys are going to keep moving forward. Because men just don't go to the doctor. Now, as a wife, I think that you should encourage, is the word I'm going to use. But you can't make your husband go. And even if you make your husband an appointment to go to the doctor, you still can't make him go.